recording.
Okay, this is the time and place set for the second workshop to review changes to the proposed regulation made since the first workshop held on November 28th, 2023, to solicit comments from interested parties on those changes pertaining to Chapter 671 of the Nevada Administrative Code and Assembly Bill 21, as described by the Notice of Workshop dated and posted on December 1st, 2023. This workshop is scheduled for 1 p.m. and is being recorded. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023, and the time is 1:01 p.m. Financial Institutions Division staff at today's hearing, Commissioner Sandy O'Loughlin, Senior Deputy Attorney General Louis Soka, Examiner and your coordinator for today, Jennifer Ramsey, Administrative Assistant Devin Owens, and myself, Deputy Commissioner Mary Young. If you have not already done so, please take the time to mute your telephone or microphone until called upon by the coordinator to provide public comment. Please also make sure you keep your video off. And for those here in Las Vegas, please silence your phones and electronics. If joining by web, please activate the chat by clicking the dialogue balloon and enter your information on the sign-in sheet for the meeting record and for also for we can notify you for when we hold the adoption hearing. If joining by phone, please email fidmaster@fid.state.nv.us to request to sign the form. Those who wish to provide public comment here in the room, please come to the table when I begin public comment portion of the workshop. It is important to emphasize that the purpose of this workshop is to obtain input from all interested parties in the process of adopting regulations pursuant to Chapter 671. In today's workshop, we will be soliciting general comments regarding the subject matter contained in each section of the proposed regulation. I will be summarizing the changes made in that section of the proposed regulation today. After I have read that section, we will take comment on the specific sections. We will now move on to item number 2 of the agenda, public comment. This is the time to provide general comment for the record. If you wish to comment on a specific section of the proposed regulation, please hold your comment until we reach that section. There will also be an opportunity to provide general public comment prior to the closing of the workshop. If you have written material that you would like to submit, please hand it to Devin Owens here in Las Vegas or email fidmaster@fid.state.nv.us. For those who joined us, web participants, if you can put an X in the chat if you would like to provide comment. And those who called in virtually, or for callers, you can also call the toll-free number at 1-844-621-3956. Please wait to be recognized by the coordinator before unmuting your phone or microphone, and clearly state your first and your last name, and spell your first and your last name, and clearly state your business affiliation. Do we have any public comments from those who joined us by web?
We have no web commenters. I don't know what that was.
Anyone that wants to provide a comment that joined us by phone?
Not that I can tell.
Okay.
No phone. Phone commenter, sorry.
Okay, we're ready for your comment.
Mr. Myers.
Okay, if you can please. If you can please spell your.
Can you mute someone else? I don't know if you called him on the phone or.
He's called him on the phone.
Yeah, I mean the person, not him, but. If you can please spell your first and your last name and state your business affiliation.
Sid Myers, Health Ventures, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Okay, we're ready for your comment.
At the last workshop, the division had added proposed language in the regulation, which would allow for a licensee to request an exemption from the division regarding the trust account. That was struck from this workshop. Was there any particular reason why?
Yes, that whole section was being removed from the AC.
So it's no longer applicable.
That is correct.
So there
the whole trust
is a need for trust accounts still, or there's not?
No, as stated in the workshop packet, that whole section regarding the trust account has been stricken from NAC.
Okay, so under the new bill, there's no trust account necessary.
Under the proposed regulations, LCB still has to approve the proposed language.
Good, thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else that would like to provide comment? telephone.
We have any phone commenters?
No.
No phone commenters.
Seeing some here in Las Vegas, we'd like to provide public comment.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jimmy Lau, first name J-I-M-M-Y, last name Lau, L-A-U, and I'm the vice president of Ferrari Reader Public Affairs representing Intuit. We'd like to thank Commissioner O'Loughlin and Deputy Commissioner Young for all of their work to bring the MMTA to Nevada, as well as making sure that the NAC reflects the statutory changes and is well aligned. So thank you so much for your efforts on this. We greatly appreciate it. That concludes my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Anyone else here in Las Vegas? Okay, not hearing or seeing any other comments. We will continue to the regulations. We will now go over the two changes made to the proposed regulation. After I summarize those sections, we'll take comment on those sections. When it's time for comment, the same format as general public comment will be followed, which is comments will be taken first from those individuals that joined in by the web, second from those individuals that joined in by phone, and lastly from those here in Las Vegas. Section 9 was repealed with the exception of subsection 4 of the prior proposed regulation, which was added to its own section 12. This section 12 reads, if any money or credits received for transmission by a licensee or authorized delegate becomes presumed abandoned pursuant to NRS 128-500, the licensee shall comply with the provisions of Chapter 128 of NRS with respect to the money or credits. If anyone wishes to offer comments on those changes, now's the time to do so. Do we have anyone that would like to provide comments from the web?
No, we have no web commenters.
Anyone that joined us by phone?
We have no phone commenters.
Anyone here in Las Vegas? Okay, not seeing or hearing any other comments. We will move on to item 4 on the agenda, which we will now open up to public comment once more. If anyone would like to make additional comments, now's the time to do so. Do we have anyone that would like to provide comments that joined us in from the web?
We have no web commenters.
From those that joined us by phone?
We have no phone commenters.
Anyone here in Las Vegas? Okay, not seeing or hearing any other comments. We will now move on to the closing of the workshop. And again, just a reminder, before we close, to please sign in the sign-in sheet that's in the chat box, or please email fidmaster@fid.state.mb.us to request to sign the sign-in form. So that way you are definitely on the notification for when we go to the adoption hearing. Okay, the workshop pertaining to Assembly Bill 21 and Chapter 671 of the Nevada Administrative Code is hereby closed and adjourned on December 19th, 2023 at 1:08 p.m. Thank you.